It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle.
Yes.
We talked quarterback recruiting in the first segment of the show. We're going to do the same thing with the running backs. It's a continuation of a series where we look at every position on Penn State's roster and what they've managed to do over the years and what we think we can draw, what conclusions we can draw about their approach at these different positions. I think we started to get to the heart of quarterback recruiting and some of the issues and some of the real positives that Penn State has shown there. I want to do that with the running backs now. And again, we'll be doing this for several weeks all through into this, going into spring football.
Yeah.
The running back position is really at a time of transition. Obviously, Saquon Barkley declares early for the NFL draft. Not a huge surprise. Number one on a lot of overall big boards for the draft. Will go in the top five picks, I'm guessing. So now Penn State has to find a new starter at running back and somebody who's going to be able to carry that weight. And Miles Sanders looks to be the guy.
Yeah, no, he absolutely does. And I think one thing that I'll point out here is that Penn State got a guy in Jawan Sider who's developed running backs before. So I think there was a concern. I don't know if it was discussed that much because everyone just assumes Saquon Barkley coached himself in a lot of ways. And I don't know if that's necessarily fair to Charles Huff. It's like when Bill O'Brien used to take great offense to anyone that would suggest that he had no role in the development of Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots. So I think, though, that at the running back spot, you either have it or you don't, right? I mean, there's some things you can do. Saquon Barkley's been quite clear about how Charles Huff refined some parts of his game to make him a better player. But if you don't have it, you're kind of, you know, there's not really anything a coach can give. If you have it, they can make you better. If you don't have it, then they can't really give it to you. I don't think it's like some other positions where they might be able to coach. If you're just decent, they might be able to coach you into better than average. I think at running back, you either have it or you don't at a time when guys are playing, you know, there's monsters on defense now. So I think that for Penn State, it needs to have Miles Sanders to have it. And there's times when he has seemed to have it, and there's times when he's not is shown as much as maybe we thought he would when he was coming out of Woodland Hills as a four-star. So I think Jawan Sider can help develop him into that guy, but they need to consistently see that he has the ability to be a top-level playmaker. Again, there's been times he's really shown it, and there's times that's not so much been the case.
I think he does have it. That's my amateur opinion. And he's been, you know, looked at as a potential successor to Saquon Barkley all along. My thing with Miles Sanders is I don't think he's the kind of guy who's going to thrive completely in that in and out of the backfield, one play at a time kind of thing. I think he's the kind of guy, and maybe most running backs are, that they need the security, the confidence that the next touch is going to come soon.
Right.
I think I have to imagine for a guy like that who's been accustomed to so much success, it's hard to get a touch and then have no idea if your next touch is going to be on the next play or three games from now.
Right.
I don't think he thrived in that environment. So there is a transition to make to be the top dog. But I think, you know, his abilities, especially how much bigger he's gotten, I think he's perfectly positioned to make the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think the other thing, and you make a good point here, because when Penn State was sort of doing the trade-off, if you will, or the I can't think of the word I'm looking for at the moment, but when they were doing Saquon Barkley one series, Miles Sanders one series in the Fiesta Bowl, and Miles Sanders knew that next time Penn State had the ball, it was his turn to be on the field. I think you saw a different Miles Sanders, so I think you're absolutely right that when you know what's coming, you're more prepared and more ready to take on what is coming, you know, your way. You're ready to go. You know that you're not just going to get your number randomly called. Now, there's something to be said about guys that can go in and perform at a high level every single time when they do that. It's not right or wrong. It's just some guys who can and some guys maybe not so much on a consistent basis. So I do think for Miles, the fact that he knows that – what's coming and knows that he's going to be the guy. I mean, look, Penn State's getting him ready for it. They feature him in every single workout video that the program shares. They know what kind of spotlight he's stepping into. And to his credit, I think he knows it too. He looks really good. He's up around that Saquon Barkley height and weight and explosiveness. And I think the one thing for Penn State is that defenses will attack them differently this year with Miles Sanders back there because he's not Saquon Barkley. And maybe you don't have to focus your entire game plan around making sure this top five pick isn't going to ruin it for you. So I think that'll provide a unique chance for Penn State to do some things differently, and it also should provide Miles Sanders a lot of room to run too.
So you mentioned the assistant coach thing, and really what Penn State has had, so going back to 2015, Saquon Barkley in that class, Miles Sanders, the number one running back in the country. I think that was according to Rivals. In the 2016 class, the 17 class, they just weren't really in a position to make a true grab at DeAndre Swift.
Right.
With those two guys already there and the potential to be blocked and not really having seen anything to suggest that Penn State could make the most out of multiple running backs like Georgia can, certainly. Yeah. I think that those were all reasons that Penn State was never really out in front in the running for DeAndre Swift. But in 2018, Ricky Slade, the whole point here being that there's been no disruptions really in Penn State's ability to recruit big-time players at the running back position. And I think one of the things that was a threat was that you had two things, Saquon Barkley leaving and Charles Huff leaving, and then David Corley coming in as a wide receivers coach, moving to running backs. It kind of posed this – it threatened the security of that whole pipeline, so to speak. Then Jawan Sider comes aboard, and you get a true blue proven running backs coach there and a guy who can recruit. And suddenly I think you go from not pessimistic, but you get a whole lot more optimistic with the way things are going into 19 and beyond.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think you'll see Penn State really hit the ground running. We're going to see him hit the ground running in Florida as a whole because that's where Jawan Sider comes from. But there's some running backs down there, Noah Cain being one of them, that they're going to try and get here for official visits. And I think the opportunity to make a transition to a guy like Jawan Sider comes at a perfect time because when you start talking about the brand new official visits that kick off April 1st for class of 2019 recruits and runs through till June 26th, you know, I think that you're going to see guys that would never probably visit Penn State in the spring or the summer doing so because Penn State can pay for them to do so based on the new rules with the official visits. So I think that's a good time. It's a good time for this, for them to get out there and try and get some of these guys on campus to really take a step forward in their recruitment. I thought Jawan Sider said it best 2 weeks ago. He said, if you can't get a kid on campus, you're probably not going to land him. And that's the true. It's as true as it can get in recruiting. And the fact that Penn State can now do that will not just help him recruit the running back position, but also help Penn State recruit across the board a lot of guys in the South and specifically from Florida since he recruits so much there.
Who was the guy? Was it Torrence Brown who committed and signed without seeing the campus?
Christian Campbell, too,
Christian
Campbell.
I mean, both of them. Both from Alabama.
Yep.
Both happened late.
Blue-white game was the first time they saw campus. Yeah.
After they had already
2 weeks
signed.
Or 2 months afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, which is why, but that is the exception to the rule. If you can't get them there, you can't. And that's one of the challenges as you look at Penn State trying to make use of Jawan Sider's ties to Florida is that it is awfully hard to get those guys up to campus. And I think maybe the, you know, that coinciding with the spring official visits might help Penn State establish that pipeline a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because you can't – there's a lot of kids, a huge majority, probably just don't have the option of making the trip from Florida to Pennsylvania on their own dime.
Right. Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, you're talking about the State College airport and that kind of thing.
It's not exactly right. It's not exactly the most guess you would say busy airport that there is. So yeah, flights in and out of there aren't terribly common depending on where you're coming from. You might have to fly in to Harrisburg and drive up, you know, depending on how people figure it out. Now, but with the official visit, again, Penn State, doesn't matter what the tab is, Penn State can pick it up, just fly you and your family in to State College. You get the royal treatment from start to finish. And that will give Penn State a chance to recruit. And I know James Franklin has reservations about this period because, and he's right, you're going to have kids on campus at a time of year before that you've never, no one's ever experienced it for official visits.
You're trying to focus on development and recruiting.
Right. And when you're talking about official visits, I mean, these are no small tasks, not to say right. that unofficial visits are, but I mean, unofficial visits can be a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more broad. Official visits, you're going for it. You know, if you're going to get this kid, yes. you need to hit a home run.
Yeah.
And with all these other things going on, practice, the blue-white game, et cetera, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. But getting back to the running back specifically, I think that when you look at the depth chart as a whole, what do we think Journey Brown's going to do? Because he's the guy that I think you look at and you say, man, his speed could really open up some doors for Penn State to do some things that I don't know if they've had a guy like that to do it with before.
Right or wrong, I'm working off the belief or the assumption that Journey Brown will be a complementary piece. A huge, I mean, an electric complementary piece, but I don't really forecast him, again, amateur opinion, as a primary ball carrier.
Right.
I think you can see him used in a bunch of different ways to try to unleash that speed. As a sidekick to somebody who's better equipped to do more of the heavy lifting as a runner,
yep.
and B, in special teams roles. You know, I think they probably can't wait to see if they can unleash that speed and put pressure on defenses in all three phases of the game. I'm curious myself. I think that's the big variable, the big thing trying to forecast this depth chart is we don't really know that much about Journey Brown today. We don't know that much right. more today than we did when he committed and signed.
No.
It's all happening behind the scenes.
It is. I think we can assume that his speed didn't go anywhere, and it would be quite problematic if it did, considering that's why Penn State wanted him in the first place. But yeah, I think that you're right. We don't know a ton about where his development stands. We'll find out soon, no question about that. But I think we're still waiting to see exactly where things stand with him and how it's going to play out and shake out and make an impact on the Penn State football team in 2018, especially with Ricky Ronnie. We don't know how he's going to do things differently than Joe Moorhead. Perhaps he will be a package-driven guy and will be, you know, really wanting to focus certain players in certain roles with packages, and maybe he won't be. So we'll have to wait and see.
Will this unknown with Journey Brown's development be an issue or be something that fuels whether they do or don't redshirt Ricky Slade?
I don't think so. I think it's Slade. I think if Slade comes in, a five-star caliber guy, and plays like that during camp, I think he's on the field one way or the other. Just to throw it out there, Mark Allen, of course, still around his final year as a graduate senior, and then Jonathan Thomas, same boat. So two guys that haven't played a ton, but have certainly, I think, had an impact on the locker room and on the program. We'll see if they get any more run this year. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's always, with the NFL draft and with recruiting, I always think that people focus too much on will this guy be a star or not, and less than they should on, you know, can he make an impact on the program that is somewhere between zero and stardom?
Right.
You know, and that both of those guys fall under that category of making their own unique impact. Like, everybody seems to be buddies with Mark Allen.
Right.
You know, there's yep. value in those guys and their presence. I just don't – I wouldn't really forecast them to do a lot of meaningful work on the field.
No, right. I don't think so either. But, hey, you never know. We'll have to wait and see.
Never know. Yeah, we're going to keep going with this recruiting series. Two positions that Penn State has done extremely well. I think we'll get into wide receivers next week, where they've done extraordinarily well over the years. Impact players at the skill positions. That's what Penn State's been doing, and I expect them to keep doing it. All right, we're moving on. Ask Greg is coming up after this. We're going to look at some recruiting stuff, some Penn State football questions of yours. Stick around.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.